Robin Beasley for 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7. I have in studio here with me celebrating Small Business Week, Philip Sherrill, who has recently taken over Little Johnny's right on the corner of 3 and 6 in Jarvis. Welcome to the studio and welcome to being a business owner in Haldeman, Norfolk, Philip.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's really exciting.
So you are not new to the area, but you are definitely new to business in the area. You came from Hamilton, correct?
Yep. So I grew up and was raised in Hamilton, and I've traveled around quite a bit as a chef. You know, I started when I was young. We moved to Jarvis a little over 10 years ago, and it's been a beautiful thing. The small town community vibe is very, it's nice. It's comforting.
So what drove you to take on running a small business in a small town?
I would really love to serve my community. It's really nice. It's an exciting opportunity to get to know everyone. I have never been more popular, literally, in my life. I have met hundreds of people. I've shaken so many hands. Now every face is familiar to me, you know? It's a really nice change. Growing up in the city, people aren't as connected as they are in the small town, in the tighter community. It's really, yeah, it's nice.
And when we first sat down, you said to me that one of the things you found most surprising is people talk to you.
Yes, it's amazing, you know? The moving truck pulls up, and all of a sudden, we've got Jim the painter. He's letting us know if we love tomatoes. He grows the best ones. The electrician man comes over and says hello. And just the random neighbor. Everyone, you walk around, and people, they actually say hello in a genuine way. It's what I imagine it was like before everyone had a screen in front of their eyes.
100%. And so now you have taken over Little Johnny's super recently.
Yes, October 2nd was my first day. So I think I'm in week 2. It feels like about week 7. But yeah, we just took over from Nick the Greek. He's out, and another Greek's in town.
And so what kind of stumbling blocks have you found so far in your very short time being a small business owner here in Haldeman, Norfolk?
I don't know about stumbling blocks, but the only real challenge is really I've never worked more hours in my life. I've kind of become pizza obsessed at this point. It's turning into that. That's it. If I could add 4 hours to the day somehow, it would make my life so much easier. If we can go to 28 hours, I'm set.
And so you are working 7 days a week. When are you doing the shopping?
I shop every morning, 7 a.m., I have some suppliers that I'm very, very grateful for that bring some of my heavier stuff. Luckily, my Toyota Corolla doesn't carry 7 bags of flour every week. But yeah, 7 a.m., I'm driving around, I'm hunting out things, we're going to wholesalers, we're trying to make connections with local people. It's a bit of a challenge at times, but I still make dough every day, 40 pies a day.
And are you planning on making any changes to the rest of the menu at Little Johnny's?
I'd love to add and try new things as we go. The place has really become sort of an institution over the years. There's a lot of locals who come. I get a lot of positive feedback. I've had a lot of people come in and check on me and make sure I'm not, you know, screwing up the pizza. There's been a lot of engagement, you know, and I don't want to... It's not really broken, so I don't need to fix it so much as I really just want to add my own sort of touch.
And we were also speaking before the mics were on, and you had some other personal touches, other things you'd like to bring to the Little Johnny's experience. Tell us about some of those.
I have 3 children. They love the whole experience, right? Daddy's business. We have to go see Daddy. We tell the teachers if we're having a pizza party at school, we need to go. We need to get it from Daddy. It's a thing, okay? They are my best marketers, literally. I'm just looking to kind of jump into the social media world more, be more engaged on Facebook, and kind of just connect with as many people as we can.
You were mentioning some other pretty cool things, like maybe bringing a farmer's market and stuff like that.
I would love to make connections with local farmers. Before I moved out to this area, I had no idea how many of the products I worked with every day came from the local area where I live now. And to drive by all of these farms and then go to Walmart to buy a tomato, really for me, it's a little sad, you know? I would love to set up a little spot beside where we are so that the people in town can kind of come and get all these things that are just sometimes not available to the local person.
And you were mentioning that you want to get more involved in social media. Before our interview, I did look for the Little Johnny's Facebook page. I noticed that it was a little defunct for the last couple of years, but you guys are bringing that back, right? People can go follow you that page.
Yeah, come find us on Facebook. We're going to post things every day. I'm going to add features as we can. Right now, we're just working with pulled pork. I had a nice pulled pork experience. I've learned things making a large amount. But look for us. Add us, find us, like us. Look for us, reels, shorts, everything. Oh, yeah.
And you also have a website. Where can people find your website?
Littlejohnnies.ca. We're there. You can order online. You can comment. You can just check it out. Yeah.
So becoming a small business owner, a new one, but what advice would you give somebody else who's maybe, you know, working that job in the big city, working for somebody else? What advice would you give somebody who's thinking, man, I'd like to do this, but I don't know?
Just to jump and go for it. I'll be honest. I was very, very apprehensive. I was scared. But I got some good advice. And you just jump in. You do your best. That's it.
And
do what you love.
And do you have any other, you know, goals and dreams for the next year, 5 years, 10 years with Little Johnny's?
I would love to continue to serve the clientele with the same sort of community-minded attitude that it's always sort of had there. In time, maybe we'll see growth, but I don't know. There's not much. I would love to deliver to people. I would love to bring things to you. In time, we'll expand hours. We'll stay open late. I want to be that spot where people think to come.
And you mentioned you have 3 kids. So
you
practically got a built-in workforce once they grow up a little.
One at a time. They're all going to become my apprentices slowly. That's it. And we'll find a niche. And then maybe then we'll have expansion and growth.
And do you foresee maybe in the future, you know, obviously many, many, many years from now, do you think any of your kids would want to take over the family business running Little Johnny's?
My daughter Olivia says that she'd love to be a chef. So we'll see in time, I guess.
And is there anything else that you would like to say to the community, to your customers, to other small business owners, to people considering it, anything else at all that you'd like to throw out there?
I'm just very grateful for the warm welcome. I've heard a lot of congratulations, a lot of good luck, and I really appreciate it. It's a heartwarming thing, and I look forward to just keeping the positive vibe going.